Welcome to episode 3.
This is the Small World Podcast about local stories and people to feel connected and grounded.
Which will be my brother, Ted Valentine.
Hello, Ben's brother, Ted. I'm originally from the St. Louis area. I'm down in Rolla for school, but I'll be moving back up, and I'll be going over some of the news.
Okay, for our first story, I'd like to discuss in Kirkwood, where Kirkwood parents are urging school leaders to intervene on a Kirkwood fifth grader's threats to their children. And they say, quote, there's a continued pattern of violent behavior. And the parents are saying that this classmate has been harassing their children with physical attacks, punches, death threats, and even sexual harassment, which we won't get into the specifics in this podcast. That's beyond the scope of this show. But you're welcome to look that up on your own. Yeah, I mean, this story blew me away. I didn't really grow up with anything like this back in school. I didn't think anyone was doing these kinds of things, at least not in my town. They say these upset parents in Kirkwood are saying that this fifth grader was terrorizing their children. And they said that this has been going on for a pretty long period. And a lot of these parents ended up speaking up at the Kirkwood School Board meeting. And these parents were really trying to get the leaders to take action.
I think any parent that heard this kind of stuff going on would want the school to intervene. And one of the parents was quoted saying, "She messages us every day. She's scared to go to school and be in class with him. She begs not to go." End quote. My parents would definitely, I think, I'd be interested in seeing what the school would do. Even with there's reports of this being kind of an ongoing physical interaction as well as online. So with the amount of continual behavior, it seemed like it's happened over years, it says, would be something that any parent would be interested in, as well as honestly just other schoolmates would probably be worried about.
Like I said earlier, the specifics of what the student were doing won't be discussed, but more the general idea of what was going on. And this student was reportedly getting moved to different classrooms. And some part of this story really struck me, where this behavior was repeated for years, it was saying, and parents were reporting it. And people were really upset for a long time, and the kid was a known problem because he's been moved classrooms, like I just said. It blows my mind how this was not dealt with sooner, or this was not made aware to the public sooner. That kind of stuff just doesn't make any sense to me. I feel like in most school districts that I'm aware of, this kind of thing would just either not fly or get blown up to a story way sooner. I won't read the whole response from the school or the school district, but they said that they couldn't release any of the child's information, that it would be against policy, and that they're following all the guidelines and the policies, which kind of upset me, to be honest, because this doesn't make any sense. I don't see any reason, if the school knows these accusations to be true, why this kid wouldn't be immediately expelled, or some kind of severe punishment along those lines, remove him from the situation, and get the children who are the victims to safety and away from this problem student. And they said they would contact the police whenever the policy dictated. They weren't really giving out many answers. And this story really just gave me a bad taste in my mouth about the policies of the school district. I immediately thought that this should be an expulsion, but I guess it's up to each individual to see if we believe if they really are following the policies to the letter. So for our second story, sorry, we have kind of another darker themed one, and we've had a lot of these over the past few episodes about government or businesses and their mismanagement and weird things going on behind the scenes. And this one comes from this organization with the acronym MOHELA, which from here on I'll call MOHELA or MOLA. And they've been accused of mismanaging a lot of federal student loan forgiveness programs and not handling people who are applying for loans correctly. And you'll see as we go on that there was many things that they were not doing right and causing problems for many people involved with this organization.
So this organization is based out of Chesterfield. The acronym itself stands for Missouri Higher Education Loan Authority, which has been called in MOHELA. They released out a 47-page report this previous Wednesday that kind of detailed a bit more of the information. And one of the more interesting things that they pointed out was there was the alleged 4 in 10 of the students who went through this organization to seek assistance were affected by the servicing failures. So kind of inability to reach somebody, gain information, or seek help. There was also issues with miscalculations and being wrongfully denied certain applications. So a lot of falling shorts of this organization itself. I think there was a lot of balls being dropped, so to speak. And being in college, this can be very frustrating for anybody at different stages of life. It's a very expensive ordeal, and with these kinds of programs in place can provide a lot of help and light at the end of the tunnel for certain people. So having this kind of
added stress and potential loss can cause a lot of stress for people.
So continuing on with this story, MOLA was having a lot of problems in the past few years, and they claim that they're not able to hire additional staff to accept customer service calls and make processes more efficient. And they reportedly earned $68.7 million in PSLF servicing fees in 2023. And they say that due to these personnel shortages and not being able to hire additional staff, they're anticipating extended wait times and servicing delays. They also cite that they have limited funding from the state and the federal government. They said that things were getting better in 2023, but back in 2022, this class action lawsuit says that wait times reached up to 9 hours. Also, the Department of Education heard about these widespread issues and ended up withholding $7.2 million in payment from MOLA. So it sounds like even the state and the Department of Education was hearing about all these things going on, and they're kind of pulling the plug, and they're like, hey, what's up? What's going on with all this money we're giving you if you're not even doing it right? This one really struck me as a clear, just blatant mismanagement. We also learned that the Department of Education found that MOLA didn't even send billing statements on time to 2.5 million borrowers, and some of them were only within 7 days of their payment date, and because of this, 800,000 borrowers were delinquent on their loans. Which is just crazy to me that people are not being able to make their loan payment timings because of something simple like sending mail or email or both to the people who borrow from you. That just seems like a no-brainer. We've seen that over many stories over the past few weeks. Just these crazy corporate and government mismanagements and oversights and things like that. It's shocking how much stuff like this goes on. MOLA has reported that it received over 36,000 complaints in a year, and they still have 4,000 of those complaints marked unresolved. Which honestly, I'm not surprised by this. This all sounds like a mess. It says they also have a backlog of almost 890,000 applications. And those are applications for a loan. So these people are going about their lives applying for these loans, but they just may never even hear back. How are they supposed to move on and either make a different decision about how they're going to get money or how they're going to go about paying the loan that they are applying for? This whole situation is just wild. So thank you for listening. And thank you also for listening to my studio guest. And this has been episode 3 of the Small World Podcast. And I encourage you to please check out our other episodes. And please look in the future for the next episodes that we upload. Thank you.